It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many professions, including sales, leadership, and professions, strategic planning, retail, marketing, advertising, time management, hiring, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. As we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer. Thank you. Rena Teitelbaum, Srilly, Miriam, Dina, and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Thank you. Also, the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you very, very much. Also, a special shout out to some recent guests that we've had. Mark Blount, an NBA star, thank you very much. They had some great insights into the analogy between being an NBA star and the business world, because he has his hand in a lot of business activities. He's has a couple of franchises, so that was great perspective. Dan Grossman, COO of Maven, that's a new division of GM. That's available, and all the previous interviews, the one we had with Captain Sully Sullenberger, they're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. I'm asked about this all the time. Say, oh, I missed that interview you had with Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield, or Jason Robinson, the director of marketing at UPS. That's great news. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. There's an iTunes link right there. You can listen on your computer. You can download it. And in fact, many select interviews are also were videoed. So there's also a YouTube channel for it. We interviewed the president of Strategic Coach, Dan Sullivan, James Rosebush, former senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. All these incredible interviews are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. It's free, and it's an incredible resource from anyone who wants to get ahead in the business world. Well, we got to get to tonight's guest. I'm extremely fortunate to have on the line none other than David Kolbe. He is the CEO of Kolbe Corporation. I'm just going to spell it K-O-L-B-E. He co-developed the original algorithm for the Kolbe Index. Now, David, just a little bit of background about our guest. Mr. Kolbe worked on Capitol Hill as a legislative director for a congressman. And the Kolbe Index, which we'll talk all about tonight, measures a person's instinctive method of operation. Over 1 million individuals have taken the Kolbe test, and that's we'll get to that if we call it a test. But with that intro, we give a warm welcome to David Kolbe. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Yitzhak. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Now, full disclosure, I've taken the Kolbe Index. Okay, I'm a 6383. I had my entire team taking the test. We've spoken about it on this on the show many times. I had Julia Waller of Strategic Coach, and she spoke about it. A client of Bottom Line, Mark Bodner of L&R Distributors, he's a big fan of it. In fact, I mean, he has all his top senior members of his team take it. And he even told me that he's a very gracious individual. A lot of people seek out his advice. He says, If someone is coming and seeking out my advice, I make sure that they take that Kolbe before they come in to see me. So then I have a better idea of how they think, of how they're hardwired. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. I love that, especially because we're really in the business of helping people understand more about their instinctive strengths so that they can do better with whatever they want. So most of our clients are in business, but I love hearing about other people who help us get that word out.
Yeah, so I'm thrilled to be part of this discussion tonight, and we're going to spread this because I mean I'm such a believer in this tool, and so here goes. Let's talk about the system itself. There's a Colby A, Colby B, Colby C. Tell me a little bit about the Colby system and the difference between the different the A, B, and C system.
Sure. So it really starts with understanding the way you take action. That's what the Colby A index that you've mentioned. That measures your specific strengths, your talent for the way you take action when you're striving. So that sounds a little bit vague sometimes. Sometimes it's easiest to understand it when we talk about what it isn't. So lots of your listeners are going to be familiar with other kinds of tests and instruments. Most of the time, it's personality tests, so something like the Myers-Briggs that measures whether you're an extrovert or an introvert, or, you know, kind of how you operate maybe in a social situation. That's not what we look at. We look at when you're taking action, how do you operate? And you mentioned your four numbers. We break it down by different what we call action modes. So, for instance, Fact Finder is how we deal with gathering and sharing information in detail. So we look at that and we give people an understanding on with the Colby A index of where do you fall in that. The other three are follow through, which is how we deal with systems and structure, organization. Quick start, which is how we deal with the unknown and taking risks and innovation. And then the final one is implementer, which is, it's not about how we implement as in carry things out, but it's how we deal with the three-dimensional world. You know, are we more literally hands-on and tactile, or are we more kind of an imagine, visualize rather than build kind of person?
So, okay, and what is the Colby B and Colby C, and what is the application for that?
Yeah, so if the A starts with you and telling you about your strengths, then where do you go from there? Well, since most of our clients are businesses, where you usually go from there is, well, tell me about your job. So the Colby B index is something that you would do, for instance, on your job as radio host, or, you know, perhaps a different job. I would take a Colby B index that analyzes my role as CEO. So what are the demands of that CEO role? The C index is very similar, but it's instead of you doing it on your own job, it's somebody else. So usually it's a boss. You know, if I'm doing it in my company, I'd say, oh, what is the sales manager job here at Colby Corp look like? So I would do a C index. Once you get that picture of not just my own results, but then also the job that I'm in, you can start to make some comparisons and say, look, that Colby A result, it's neither good nor bad by itself. It's just descriptive of who I am. But look, we live in the real world. That might fit better in some jobs than other jobs. So I could look at it and say, wow, that's a great fit. I'm really where I should be. My role as CEO is very, very well aligned with my strengths. Or I might say, it's not so well aligned. So what do we do to fix that? And by taking those B and C indexes, that's when we start to broaden out those applications so that it's not just a fun self-discovery tool. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. It's right. Very helpful. But I think the most valuable applications are when you start going deeper with that in businesses to understand teams and structures and career development.
Now, conative strengths, what is that? I guess in simple English, what's conative, the conative abilities?
Yeah, it's the way we take action. So, again, I mentioned personality tests. That's kind of the feeling part of who we are. There's something called the cognitive side, which is really the intelligence, the smarts, the what we've learned. So the conative part is the third part of the mind. And that theory goes back literally thousands of years, back to Plato and Aristotle, who talked about different parts of the mind. Mm-hmm. But this conative piece is the way we take action. It's the way we do things. So as I mentioned with, say, Fact Finder and gathering and sharing information, it's not whether you like facts and figures or whether you're smart about them and, you know, can keep them in your memory or do math computations. When we're talking about our conative strengths with gathering and sharing information, it's looking at, are you the kind of person that if somebody asks you oh, what did you think about that movie? So I'll tell you where I am on the spectrum. I'm a very detail-oriented, look at the information, and by the way, share that. So if you ask me, oh, what did you think about that movie? I'll start telling you all about it. I'll tell you the plot line. I'll throw in the actors' names. Oh, I love Colin Firth in it. He was great. Did you know that he was nominated for an Oscar back in blah, blah, blah? That's the kind of thing you'll see from an initiating fact finder, from somebody who really needs to gather and share information. The other side of that, though, would be somebody who they really have a strength for seeing the big picture. You ask that person about the movie, they're going to give you broad brush strokes about the movie. Oh, I loved that movie. The characters were fantastic. They don't give you all the details. Again, neither approach is better or worse. They're just different.
So now, this is a great example. So can I ask you, what is your fact finder score?
Yeah, my score is an 8.
Wow.
So I'm close to you, but I have an even greater need to get all the information in detail. I need to do research. So if you ask me at work, you know, what are we going to be doing? What should we be doing in the next quarter, the next year? I need to get the research done on that. If I haven't done it already, I'm going to go back and look at it. I'm going to look at historical trends. I'm going to project them forward. I will go talk to my CFO and get her to give me all kinds of breakdown on, you know, product by product sales.
Now, soon, a little bit later in the show, I want to go through the actual columns, the four action modes. And by the way, for anyone who's just joining now, my guest is David Colby. He is the CEO of Colby Corporation. And we're talking about the Colby Index test, if you will. It is an incredible tool. It costs, I don't know, $50 roughly. It is unbelievable. It kind of reveals how you're hardwired, and it's frighteningly accurate. And you can see more about them by going to Colby. That's KOLBE.com, KOLBE.com. But before I, just a couple more questions before we go to commercial break. First, let me ask you this way. How important is it for someone really to know their score and to be self-aware of, or why is that important? Why is it a benefit to a person to really know how they're hardwired?
It's huge. It's huge because if you don't know it, you're going to run into some of the same problems over and over again. And there are lots of reasons you might run into those problems. I think, unfortunately, one of the most common reasons is when you don't know your own strengths, you listen to well-meaning advice from people you trust. And that starts with your parents. It starts with teachers. When you go out into the work world, it starts with your first mentor or boss. But let's keep it with that parent side of things. Your parent wants to help you. But if your parent has his or her particular way, so your dad's saying to you, look, this is what worked for me. This is how you should go about doing things. If his approach, if his instinctive strengths are different than yours, you're now going to have a big mismatch between what is your natural drive to be successful, the way you will operate that will be efficient and effective. But you're going to hear your dad's voice telling you that you should be doing it a different way, and that's going to cause, it's going to cause stress. You're going to be less effective. You're going to have to spend more energy to get the same thing done. So let me give you an example of how that would work. So I was just talking about me being the kind of person who needs detail and information.
Right.
If I was coached or taught by somebody who had told me, David, you know what? You need to be visionary. You need to not worry about those nettlesome details about the finances of the company. You know, be this big picture vision person. Set huge goals, but don't explain them too much. You don't need to justify yourself to everybody. That's not good advice for me. So I might hear that and think I need to do it, and I will work very hard to operate that way. But we've actually done studies looking at the brain activity in people and giving them tasks to do and then making them do it in a way that doesn't fit their Colby results. Right. And what we see is the brain puts out a lot more energy to get the same task done when it doesn't fit them compared to somebody who is working with their natural abilities, with their instinctive strengths.
Such a great point. Yeah. And this
makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And this explains why, how smart it is of my friend Mark Bodner to actually have the person tested before he gives them advice.
Yep.
It's so like,
yeah. And, you know, I've seen it so extreme. You mentioned Dan Sullivan, who's the founder of Strategic Coach. He's actually talked about how learning his Kolbe results was the most important part of his business life because it helped him understand this is what I should focus on. These are my strengths. Rather than looking at, oh, well, okay, everybody's told me the right way to run a business, so I'd better do all of these things that are important. So many of our clients, it's like a weight is lifted off them when they take their Kolbe index and get their results because they realize, wow, that other stuff, it's important, but it's not what I should be doing. So I'll build a team out around myself so that I can focus on the things where I'm going to be most effective, where I'm going to have the highest return for my company. And I'll get other great people to handle those other things. And I'll delegate those things to them. Or maybe they're delegating things back to me when it's not a good fit for them. It really allows a team to click.
Wow. My guest this evening is David Kolbe. He is the CEO of Kolbe Corporation, and we're talking about the famous Kolbe Index. More than 1 million people have been tested, and actually, everyone in the audience, you do yourself a very good service by having yourself tested. It costs roughly $50, kolbe.com. I've been tested. I'm a 6383. I'm not ashamed of it. And we'll go through that score in a bit. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business program here with Yusuf Saftalis on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. And my guest this evening is David Kolbe. He is the CEO of Kolbe Corporation. They are famous for the Kolbe Index. That is an incredible tool that helps you understand yourself. And as David explained earlier in the program, it's the cognitive strengths. It's not it doesn't bring out the emotional side of a person or reveal what they, how they approach certain things from that perspective. But the Kolbe is the cognitive strengths. In effect, before we get into more description, again, for the listeners just joining now, David, can you explain exactly what is revealed when someone takes a Kolbe test?
Sure. What's revealed is your instinctive strengths. And the instinctive strengths we're talking about are the way you take action. So it's different than how you think, which is, how smart you are, measured on IQ tests kind of things. It's different than how you feel, what you want, what your desires are. And those are measured on all kinds of different personality tests like the Myers-Briggs or the Predictive Index or the DISC. So it's all about the way you do things. It's the way you take action when you're striving. And that's why it's such an important bit of information to get when you're talking about work and your career.
Now, okay, here's a question that is especially important for people entering the workforce. Once someone takes their Kolbe score, and again, for those joining, we will soon get into breaking out the action modes that are revealed when someone takes the Kolbe test. But for someone entering the workforce, they're either in college or they're just exploring, they're interning somewhere, is there a way that through their results it gives them a little bit of a inkling on what industries would be best for them or what professionals they would excel at.
Yeah, there is. That's a really interesting and complex question because what we tell you is the way you take action. And absolutely, there are some jobs in some industries where that's likely to be a better fit than others. But that's only a part of that equation. It is so important also to know what your interests are. So I could tell you, oh, your cold result looks just like a lot of lawyers I know. But if you have no interest in being a lawyer, I'm not going to tell you, well, go to law school, you know, spend 3 years of your life learning it because you're going to get out and not want to do it. So we're always, I think a bit humble would be the way I would put it. We don't want to presume too much that just because we know your Colby score, we're going to tell you, well, this is the one and only track for your career. But what we do tell you is, look, we know the way you take action. So we're going to tell you that's not going to change over the course of your career. So you should pick areas, and we can help you figure those areas out that are more likely to be a good fit for you. Also keeping in mind, though, I'll stick with the lawyer example. I guess full disclosure, I should let your listeners know I'm a recovering lawyer myself.
Okay.
Fortunately, I'm a CEO most of the time and a lawyer only some of the time when the business needs it. But there are lots of different kinds of lawyers. So I wouldn't even say if I know you want to be a lawyer, I can look at your Colby result and say, well, that's a good fit or a bad fit. I'd say, what type of lawyer are you going to be? So what we focus on in helping people understand is, okay, given your strengths, given the way you take action, this is what you need to do to be a successful lawyer. You know, that could be something like, hey, you're the kind of person that really needs to do things differently, to shake things up, to take risks from time to time. So you need to get yourself a job, a legal job, where you've got the freedom to do that. If you're in a very straight-laced, button-down corporate kind of job that everything has to be done just right the same way time after time, guess what? You're going to leave. You will not stay in that job for the whole course of your career. The other thing we do tell people, you know, you specifically mentioned people just starting out. Look, this is the real world. Just because you have a particular set of strengths doesn't mean your first job out of college, you're going to get to do only that stuff that fits really well. And by the way, that's true for your whole career, but I think especially early career, you've got to figure out ways to adapt to those areas that don't come as naturally, that are a little bit more challenging for you. And we give people advice on how to do that.
Now, now moving forward, let's talk about specific types of professions. Let's say a salesperson. Is there a kind of a dream Colby Index profile that would say this, you know, this individual would be a great salesperson?
Right. So we've worked with lots and lots of companies and lots of sales organizations. And so I need to kind of, as I was just saying, not every job title has the same requirements. There can be subspecialties. So in sales, let me describe kind of the stereotypical, I'll call them the stereotypical salesperson really needs to be, you know, to close deals, to take risks, working with all kinds of different clients. That person needs to not get bogged down in too many details most of the time. Again, there are always some exceptions. If you're selling, you know, extremely high dollar complicated systems, you maybe need to be the foremost expert in those systems and how they work and how they'll integrate. But for most sales roles, that's not what you're talking about. So for that, for what I'm describing there, that kind of sales job, it's somebody who really is more of an initiating quick start, which is how we deal with risk and innovation. Somebody who will speak off the cuff, doesn't need a script all the time. Somebody who, you know, kind of accommodates the need for detail and information. Frankly, me with my 8 in FactFinder, I am not the prototypical salesperson because I will give you way more information than you need most of the time. And a great salesperson usually knows they're going to cut that off so they don't talk past a close, so they don't bore their client to tears.
Now, okay, I mean, let's staying on that subject about certain profiles for people, and especially with your experience working on Capitol Hill a bit, I'm sure you've been asked if either you wanted to take a guess at a Donald Trump score, or is there a kind of a preferred profile even for a politician who has to interact with so many people?
You know, those are both great questions. Let me start with the second one. Is there a preferred profile for a politician? Well, here's the genius of our own system. We get to each decide that for ourselves. Sometimes, you know, I think that, I can see the flaws in lots of politicians and the way they bring their talents. I think what works well is when you get somebody in a role who understands what they're great at and understands how to build a team around them so that you don't have any weak spots and any gaps. So, you know, certainly up at the presidential level, I think there's so much information that one of the risks could be if you get somebody who's, say, an 8 in fact finder, they might have a hard time stopping when you need to stop in terms of gathering and sharing all the information, asking for more briefings and more what-if scenarios. But there isn't one right or wrong Colby result for a politician. As far as Donald Trump, that's a topic that we've actually discussed a lot in the office.
Wow.
I think the one thing that there's a little bit of consensus on is that we think he's probably an initiating quick start.
Which means he's probably a 10, right? He's probably a 10 in quick start.
Yeah, he could be. I mean, you know, again, for your listeners less familiar with Colby, initiating quick starts are people who they take chances, they speak extemporaneously, you know, they don't need to have everything scripted.
Right.
The other end of that spectrum would be somebody who just sticks with what works. You know, they go with the tried and true. Well, that's not really been his MO, not right. just in his new political career, but even in his business career. Right. He's more known for shooting big, sometimes hitting the target, sometimes missing the target, but he is definitely not averse to taking risks. And usually you would see somebody who's at the other end of the spectrum, like a 1, 2, or 3 in quick start, doesn't usually make huge gambles.
My guest this evening is David Colby, the CEO of Colby Corporation. Anyone in the audience that is just joining right now, this is the famous Colby test, which reveals a person's cognitive strengths. You could find out more about it by going to Colby, KOLBE.com. I've taken it. I'm a big fan of it. My score is 6383. When we come back, we're actually going to talk about my score and understanding it. So like this, anyone that takes, if someone has their score, they'll then be able to understand themselves even better by hearing it from the CEO of Colby himself. And if not, you'll check it out. Again, I highly recommend it. It costs roughly $50. I mean, like, my gosh, for $50 to figure out how you're hardwired. That's the way I tell my friends. I said, "That's how God hardwired you." I mean, it's, and it's frighteningly accurate. So you could check it out, KOLBE.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is the CEO of Colby Corporation, David Colby. Again, many in the audience have taken the Colby test and therefore know what this is all about. For those that are first joining, I recommend checking in a couple of days. We know that the my listeners know that the podcast is up usually by Tuesday morning following the airing of the show on 77 WABC. So no worries. Check in by Tuesday morning and you'll be able to hear this entire incredible interview. Whether you're an employer, certainly if you're an employer, this is a must. This is a must. I know here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, anyone that joins is Colby tested. And it is, I would say that from the moment that I started Colby testing everyone here in this company, there was a very, very low level of friction, if any, but certainly it went to zero once they were Colby tested, because by having an idea of how someone's hardwired, so I even tell my buddy, it's an unfair advantage. What could I say? It's an unfair advantage you have because you kind of know how they approach things. So with that, David, I'm going to jump into my score. I'm 6383. Let's start, and we touched on it earlier, but let's go through this one. So by being a 6 in Fact Finder, what does that mean that I'm, and again, I know 6, even though the bar is 1 to 10, it does not mean I'm weak if I was a 1 or strong if I'm a 10. How would I approach things now that I am a 6 in Fact Finder?
Yeah, Yitzhak, you've got this phenomenal ability to really adapt to the situation as it pertains to details and becoming an expert. So you're maybe slightly more toward the gathering information, becoming an expert, doing research side of things, but you keep that in its place. You don't go overboard demanding explanations and justifications. You don't spend way more time than is necessary getting information, getting a little bit more detail. If you're talking about working on finances or doing math kind of stuff, you're not pushing out to more and more and more decimal points to get a more and more specific answer all the time. You are the kind of person that bridges those differences too. That's another thing that's notable about you, is if you're in a situation where you've got some people in a meeting who are really pushing for more explanations and justifications and other people saying, oh my gosh, can't we just move on? You're a natural bridge person for that kind of situation.
Okay, thank you. So now moving to the blue column, which is called follow through. I am a 3. What does that reveal about me?
Yeah, so follow through is how we deal with systems and structure. And let me also use this opportunity. So you mentioned you're a 3. We call that sometimes being preventive or counteracting in this action mode. And I happen to be just about the same. I'm a 2, so you and I are buddies when it comes to follow through.
Okay.
And I'll start out with a little bit on the negative side. We were not told when we were kids or early in our career, we were not told that this was a strength. Because what this means for you is you are a very unorganized, not necessarily really thorough person all the time with your follow through. You leave loose ends sometimes. You don't drive everything to closure. So I started describing it in a negative way. And that's why with all of the action modes, when you have that great strength, that talent, being a preventing problems in that action mode, people often see it as what you're not doing. But what you do is you adapt to situations because you're not so organized and structured. You will prevent bureaucracies from happening. You will prevent problems from people who, you know, get in this loop where, oh, I've got to go through steps 1 through 5 and I can't get out of it. And I know that it would be faster if I just abandoned it after step 2 and moved on to the end. You're great at that. You'll see that situation and you'll just say, yeah, here's the answer. Let's get there and move on. But often people don't see that as a strength. You know, I hope, especially now that you've got your Colby result, right, you know it's a strength and you can leverage that. And that's one of the great things when you get your Colby result is instead of thinking about this trait of yours as a weakness, you look at it and go, wow, now I understand why it's actually a good thing and how using it will give me a leg up on my competition and in my career.
Amazing. Now, moving along to the quick start, I happen to be an 8. What does that reveal about me?
Yeah, so the 8 in quick start, and this would be true for 7, 8, 9, or 10. So again, as you mentioned, we put it on a 1 through 10 scale. None of them are better or worse, but they describe where you are on the spectrum in each of these. 7, 8, 9, or 10 is what we call an initiating quick start. So, and we call it that because when you're in that area, in that zone, that's where you really initiate action. So for you, you initiate by taking chances, by taking risks, by innovating in the sense of coming up with something new and trying it out. You experiment. You're the kind of person who, if you've done something the same way 4 times, you're going to try it a different way. You might even do something totally different that next time, because that's who you are. Not because it's necessarily even the smartest thing to do, but you're just going to do it. We see that in a lot of classic entrepreneurs, the kind of person who's starting up a new business all the time, and then moving on from it, by the way. If you're the kind of person who starts a business because you want to own and run a business, you might not be an initiating quick start. But if you're the kind of person who's always got a new scheme coming up, you know, got a new business that you're going to start, that's the kind of thing you do with your 8 in quick start. So if anybody ever tells you, slow down, quit creating these new initiatives, you just tell them, no, I'm not going to slow down. This is who I am.
Now, an interesting question is, do we always, I'm a 3 in follow through and 8 in quick start. Is that always true where someone would be a lower number in follow through and then the inverse, that they'd be high on quick start?
No, that's a great question, but no, your score in one doesn't mean you can't be just as, the same score in the other. So you could be an 8 in follow through and an 8 in quick start. It's not that usual, but we certainly see it. Myself as an example, I'm an initiating fact finder as well as an initiating quick start. I'm an 8 in fact finder and a 7 in quick start. So that's very possible.
Wow. Moving along to the last column, which, as you indicated, sometimes people may be a little confused because it is called implementer, but maybe you could describe what it is and then describe my, I'm a 3 in it. So what it says about me, the yellow column.
Yeah. Implementer is how we deal with the physical world, with the tangible, tactile, three-dimensional world. So an initiating implementer, a 7, 8, 9, or 10 builds, constructs. You see a lot of initiating implementers in fields where people are using their hands, surgeons and firefighters and fabricators. By the way, there is no correlation with any of the 4 Colby action modes and intelligence. You can be smart or dumb and have any score on the Colby A result. Okay. So your strength in implementer, you're in that prevent or counteract implementer as a three. So you really imagine. You don't need to build and construct solutions. In fact, that's not what you're likely to do when you're striving. You're much more likely to imagine, maybe design, put something on paper rather than build it. Doesn't mean you can't. By the way, this is true with all of the different parts of the Kolbe result. This isn't describing what you can or can't do. This is describing what you will or won't do. So you won't typically build solutions in a physical way. You will create solutions with your great brainstorming, imagining, being open-ended and flexible with that preventive strength and follow through.
Amazing. So again, by being the 6383, it revealed. Now, I know when I took it and then started to understand what it explained about me, I was like, wow. I mean, it's no secret I'm Jewish. When I said the score and realized that there are 7 billion people in the world, and I'm like, how could someone believe in evolution? This is like, it's fascinating how God hardwired all. I mean, our faces are different, but even our minds, you meet different people. This is unbelievable. But when I realized what it revealed about me, it was very, very refreshing. Because certain, like, let's say you talked about the implementer at 3. It's true. I kind of envision things, and sometimes I find it frustrating where someone has to go and start like putting it together. And I'm like, wait a second. I see it. I don't know. It's just in my head. That I guess that's the 3, right? That's my 3 in implementer.
That's your 3. And yeah, you can, again, it's not that you can't go build something, but, and by the way, you might even want to do it just to let off some steam, is a little bit of downtime. You can basically turn your brain off. So I'll use myself as an example. I'm a 2 in implementer, okay. I'm not a build kind of person. On the weekends, I love to work out in my yard, but I'm not really striving. It's not something that I'm doing to make money or to be super successful. It's, I don't have to think about it. I can just, you know, mow the lawn or, you know, plant some tomato plants or whatever it might be. And I'm not really striving, but I'm doing physical things. But it's a little bit different. And yeah, you're right. When you learn the stuff about yourself, and I love the way you talk about it's what God gave you, because we don't know exactly how you get it, right. But you get it at birth. It doesn't appear to change over time. You know, we've done retest studies up to 10 years apart from the first time or the second time taking the test. And the results are very stable. So when you learn this and you understand, I don't need to fight this stuff, I'm going to work with this stuff, it makes it a lot easier for you to get in the zone. You know, you hear athletes talk about being in the zone or the flow state. Right. And when you understand your instinctive strengths, it's easier to do that. And when you do, your performance goes up, your results go up.
So,
business-wise,
so true.
Same thing with personal life. When you understand yourself and your spouse or your kid, you understand where you're similar, where you're different. You give better advice. You can be more patient with somebody. I don't know if you have time for a quick example
sure.
on the personal side.
Sure.
Okay. So my wife and I are very, very different in follow through.
Okay.
That's the system and structure one. Well, she's a very organized, systematic, structured person. She has a schedule. She has a plan. She tells me about it all the time. I'm the opposite end of that spectrum. When we were first married and before we had kids, she admitted that she didn't know if she would be married to me if she didn't understand this whole Kolbe thing, because she would be thinking that me messing up her systems and plans was something I was doing to her because I didn't care. Instead, she understands, no, this is just who I am. But, you know, the other part of it is it also helps me understand, David, you're going to mess up something that is important to her. So if you love her, and I do, you'd better spend some energy figuring out how to make some decisions, how to prioritize and spot, you know, I better not mess that plan up. Little good end of that story. Number one, we've been married a little over 20 years.
Amazing.
So I'm very happy about
okay.
that. Number two, we ended up having kids. And guess what? Kids mess up plans way more than I do. So she's no longer so frustrated with me screwing up the plans because the kids do that. And we're a great team because when the plan and the system breaks down, really natural for me to just jump in and say, honey, you know what? I got this. I operate best when I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the day, and I just make it up.
Now, I got to ask this question. I mean, in general, we're sticking on to on the concept of how this applies to the business world. But do you encourage to even have kids tested? And if yes, from what age?
Yeah, we absolutely do. And we have something, it's basically the same thing as the Colby A index, but we call it the Y index, for youth index. Mm-hmm. And it's appropriate for kids at about a fifth grade reading level. And it, you know, I said it's basically the same thing because we're measuring the same part of us, the cognitive strengths, but it uses a different language for the questions. And importantly, it gives them a different result that's a lot more approachable and talks to them about the things that are important to them, you know, like school and homework and how to deal with household chores and stuff like that.
Wow. We have only a couple of minutes left. We're going to take a short commercial break. You're tuned to Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is the CEO of Colby Corporation, David Colby. You could find out more about their incredible tool that reveals how you're hardwired, and that's the simplest way I would put it, by going to KOLBE.com. That's Colby.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505, to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is none other than David Colby, the CEO of Colby Corporation. Colby is just this incredible tool that for roughly $50, I can't believe it's so cheap, you could figure out, you can get the results of how you are hardwired. We spent the better part of this interview going through the actual details of this great tool. And by the way, if you have not been Colby tested, you can go and get yourself Colby tested. You go, it's done online. It takes roughly 15, 20 minutes. KOLBE.com. The Colby A is kind of the fundamental one. There is a Colby B and a Colby C, and you can find out more about that on their website. But Colby A is just gives you straight how you are hardwired. David, David Colby is my guest, the CEO of Colby. David, here's a question that I'm sure you're faced with all the time. In let's say in small teams, or let's say an executive and their executive assistant, is it recommended that those two have similar scores or scores that are kind of very different?
Yeah, so if you're talking about, you specifically mentioned executive and executive assistant. We've done work with lots and lots of those people, and what we see is usually it works best when they're different, so they aren't just exactly the same, but probably not all the way at opposite ends of the spectrum. We've actually seen lots of instances where executives think they want somebody who's kind of the polar opposite, and that doesn't tend to work because then they're so different that, and yet they're working very closely together, that it can create some friction. So, you know, that's a very specific example, and it's not always the case. I mean, sometimes what you're really looking for is polar opposite, but that's the exception rather than the rule.
Interesting, right? I mean, because it could create a lot of friction if they're really not. So I guess it goes without saying, and the example you gave about you and your wife is a great example, at least for each other to know the scores and to then appreciate the unique strengths of the other person.
Right. So if it is an executive and an executive assistant who are really at opposite ends of the spectrum, if they know it, then it's easier for them to deal with that. So yes, it'll still create friction, but you know, one advice we always give is, you know, and have a sense of humor about it. Yeah, you're very different. One of you is constantly asking follow-up questions and needing more information, and the other person kind of never justifies an opinion or a task that's being given out. When you know it, it doesn't change the fact that they're very different approaches, but it lets you have more patience. And again, we suggest using humor to just kind of joke about, oh my gosh, I know what's coming next. You're going to ask me 17 questions. And then other more specific examples that can help, like, you know what, instead of asking the boss 17 more questions when she doesn't have time to answer them, how about you write those down? You get answers from other people. So yes, you still need answers, but where's the right place to go to get that? And that's just an example from that kind of two-person team. When you look at bigger teams, the benefit is now you can really cover all the bases and you can have people in between. I mentioned one of your strengths, Yitzhak, is you're a natural bridge person when it comes to details and information. We've worked with so many teams and we've done research with universities on team performance that we've seen the best teams typically have cognitive diversity so that the people on that team can cover all the bases and operate in a more kind of a more dynamic way where rather than fighting about the process, they can focus on the results.
Hmm. Now, I'm not sure if you've been asked this question, but today a big buzzword is emotional intelligence. Does that factor in some way into any of the Kolbe action modes? Or is that not factored in your score?
No, we're measuring something different than emotional intelligence. I'd say where it factors in is with the person and that person's performance. So if you've got somebody working on a team, or I'll get back maybe to the example with me and my wife, mm-hmm. If I'm being intelligent emotionally, I will figure out what's important to her. I will use my communication skills and my empathy, my ability to take clues from her behavior. That kind of emotional intelligence is very important to us working through that difference on how we approach systems and structure. So it doesn't change my result. It doesn't factor into my Kolbe result, but it absolutely factors into how successful I'm going to be managing and then, you know, leading systems where there are those differences.
Wow. Now, David, I can't believe it. We're literally almost out of time. This is a great interview. And again, I want to remind the listeners, this show will be up by Tuesday morning after it airs at wabcbizradio.com, wabcbizradio.com. If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or lead teams, this show is a must. We discussed the Kolbe Index, and again, it costs roughly $50 per person. It's an unbelievable way of seeing how a person is hardwired. But as we approach the close, David, Any final takeaways for the audience of Mind Your Business?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, Yitzhak, thank you so much for having me on.
Of course, thank you.
I really appreciate the opportunity. And that leads into the takeaway, which is we're on a mission to help people understand and appreciate their own instinctive strengths and then to apply those strengths to the things they care about. So it's almost a request. I'd ask all of your listeners, number one, use that for yourself. Kind of push aside the voices telling you to be somebody you're not so that you can really key into what's going to make you successful. And then pick at least one other person in your life where you can help them achieve that same freedom to use their strengths.
Such great advice. And that was none other than David Colby, the CEO of Colby Corporation. And again, you can find out more about their incredible tool by going to colby.com. That's K-O-L-B-E.com. Tune in again next Sunday evening at 11 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.